Welcome back, everyone. My name is Tiffany. My pronouns are she and her, and I'm the host of They Didn't Tell You podcast. I am so happy, so happy to have you here. Before I even get ahead of myself, to my day ones, to my real ones, welcome back. I know that I left y'all hanging for 2 years. I dipped off. I disappeared. I went into the abyss, to be honest with you. I was dealing with some things. A lot of things. And I will definitely say that a lot of it kicked off for me January 2022. So, you know, literally 2 years ago, not to this day, because it's January 1st, but sometime this month, 2 years ago, there was like a shift that happened, and the shift never stopped. It never stopped. And what I realized is that God really was forcing me to sit down. And I would talk about this on my IG. Shout out to my close friends on Instagram. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. They have been listening to me, you know, for the past year and some change, talking about my podcast, wanting to bring it back. Some of them who felt like, yo, okay, girl, I'm glad you brought it up. Since you brought it up, I wasn't going to bring it up, but since you brought it up, beware. Are you coming back? What's happening? I'm excited to hear you talking about it again because I loved it, but you left. So I went away for a bit so that I can really go away, I think, mentally too. Like I needed to, when I tell you, a really, really rough couple of years, I mean it. So keeping that in mind, I want to share a little bit about, I have my show notes here. One thing about me, those who've been on my show before, they know that I always have a little bit of show notes to help guide the conversation so that we're not going too far off topic, so that we know what we're discussing for the day. And I like to keep a little bit of show notes near me too, just to keep my rambling ass on track. So that's what, if you're watching me, you're like, what is she looking at? I'm looking at my iPad, just making sure I'm covering the topics I said I wanted to cover, because the Virgo in me just needs a bit of structure. And hopefully my therapist will be proud, because I'm not trying, you know, we're not shooting for perfection, right? I told her when I first started making my episodes and started recording, it was really just, I wanted to make sure I said everything I need to say. I need to get all these thoughts out of my head and written down and make sure I hit them all. No, I got a couple of keywords here that are going to trigger some memory responses, okay? And we're going to go from there, because perfectionism doesn't live here. And that's not even what the goal is. That's not even what this podcast is even about. Come on. All right. So I've welcomed y'all. I've acknowledged my A1s and day ones. I hope you're doing well, though. I hope that you were able to celebrate and bring in the new year in a way that felt good to you, that made you feel optimistic about what this year can bring. And I hope that you do not feel that what you've been through, the things that you've experienced last year, the year before that, whatever the case may be, if you're still feeling like you're on this constant cycle of like, bro, let me the fuck off the ride. Let me switch hands here. Let me off the ride. Okay? Enough. I hope that this year gives you tons and tons and tons of grace. And shout out to the hour, an hour of grace, girlies. I see y'all tomorrow morning, okay? But I hope that's what this year gives you. And I hope that my podcast, because I really want to be intentional about, you know, even why I'm coming back. And I know in the past, when I started my show, I was always looking to help and wanting to encourage certain kinds of conversations and wanting to bring up topics that I've always just kind of had the debate on my own about with you all, and hearing what your thoughts are and hearing how you vibe with what I'm saying. I love that y'all fuck with the way my mind works. I appreciate that. I'm just at peace. And I hope that the peace is, you can hear it through my voice, through my words, the words I choose to say. I hope you can see it physically and visibly, honey, because we're doing fine. Everything is not perfect. Everything isn't as it should be. But honey, I'm having a great life and I'm having a great time while I'm doing it. So where I really want to start with what I'm essentially going to do this episode is give you kind of like these, what would I call them? These kind of overarching themes that I have sort of gathered in the past 2 years that I've been away. I was like, what am I going to say about these 2 years that I've been away? What did I get from that? And this is a part of people's journeys that I love to hear about. I love to learn about. You don't have to give me all the nitty-gritty. I don't need to be on your business. I don't need all the details. I ain't got time for that. Give me the Cliff Notes version, but then make it juicy, make it good, make it funny, make it relatable. You know what I mean? But make it you, and which is all things, you know, I like to do. Things I'm good at, you know, and in this day and age, on today, on January 1st, 2024, I am fully stepping into my bad bitchery. I'm fully stepping into what the fuck I want. So things for me really started to unfold. I feel like what God really envisioned for me and needed me to go through really started in January of 2022. So nearly 2 years ago, which is wild to say that nearly 2 years ago, a moment kind of was like the first domino to be plucked in a continuation of falling dominoes. And I wasn't prepared for it at all. I really wasn't even expecting it. And, you know, it kept going. It kept going. And I just felt like, damn, can I, am I, will I get a break? And then I thought to myself, you know, appreciate the struggles you got now, because while these struggles and worries are heavy on you, and I know people like to say you shouldn't always think that it could be worse, but I always remind myself that it could be worse, because it could be, and it's not. And even for what it is, I needed to learn how to express gratitude in those moments. So I don't plan on getting into the nitty-gritty of every single story. We're not about to go like, so January this happened, okay? Then February 2022, this happened, and then take y'all through every single month for the last 2 years. That's not what we're doing. What I want to do, and that's not to say that talking about certain single events and kind of sharing what the lessons are around them and things like that won't come up throughout the season. That'll definitely happen for sure. But what I want to do is really focus on the themes that came up for me in these past 2 years, what I've learned, and hopefully some of this resonates with you. Hopefully it gives you an opportunity to, if you didn't really feel like, or you don't feel like you took great inventory of yourself and where you've been, just not even just last year, but just really the last few years, really take like looking at yourself, standing back and looking at the big picture of your life for the past 2, 3, or 4 years. You know, what's the pattern? What have you seen? So I really wanted to focus on the last two. And so yeah, let's really get into it. So, oh, and can I tell y'all something before I get into that though? There's this app that I have called The Pattern. And shout out to my friends, Connie, Mish, Tierra. They put me onto that app, told me how great it is. I got into the app. I was like blown away. Had to take a break from it because it was reading me way too loud. And when I went one time, I was looking at something it calls like a section of your timing. It just kind of gives you an idea of, you know, particular times in throughout in present and in the future of when certain events might happen, certain spaces you might be in. And for me, it said that from April of last of 2022 through January 3rd of 2024, which is 2 days from now, I'm going to be in this opening and softening phase. And I was like, what type of space is this where it's going to take me nearly 2 years to open and soften up? I'm not open. I'm not soft. I feel soft. Like, what you mean? And the audacity, because I really at that time was like wanting to be softer, figuring out, trying to figure out how to be less hard. Okay. And so to see that, I was like, damn, you know what? Well, you wanted this anyway, but what is going to happen that's going to soften me up? Because here's what I thought too. In order for things to get soft, they got to be, they're hard first. Hard things hit something to soften it up. So what's about to hit me? What's about to throw some bowls at me? And baby, when I tell you I wasn't ready, believe me, I wasn't ready. What an assault. So let's start with the first thing that stood out to me. And it's that I needed more faith. I really wasn't talking to God like that unless I was in crisis mode. Judge ye not. But I really wasn't in full belief that everything was really going to be okay. I thought it sounded good, but I didn't have the full on faith. I didn't have the full on belief. I really didn't, because I couldn't picture it. I couldn't see it. Even though I've had examples of moments in time in my life where I didn't need to see what the results were going to be. I didn't need to know the plan, and the plan worked out as it was supposed to. I still, for some reason, tried to have some semblance of control over something that is absolutely outside of my control. And I realized that I have a very weak faith. Weak faith in God and weak faith in myself. Minimal belief. And that might be like, well, but you've done this. That's me. Those moments when I started the podcast, started my brand, there was a lot of excitement around it. I believe when my work life really started to go to hell back in 2021, the summer of 2021, where I ended up really taking a 12-week medical leave of absence for my mental health and ended up leaving my job because of my mental health was actually deteriorating. It was deteriorating to a point where I developed severe driving anxiety, to the point where I was living with my parents at the time, and I couldn't even get out their driveway without my hand shaking just to go 7 minutes down the road to go to the grocery store. The stress of a job, of a toxic work environment, will do that to you. Okay. I had to escape that place. I knew that if I stayed any longer, that I don't know how I'd be. That environment wasn't a place in which I wanted to play or participate anymore. And that was the first time I ever decided to do something job-wise that was so like, I'm going on a leave of absence. I told everybody I told some people the day before that I was leaving. I never get in a meeting. One of the colleagues that I had at the time was like, oh, so you're taking a leave of absence? I'm like, yeah, so I'm going to be gone for about 8 weeks. I took 8 weeks first, and then I extended it to four when I was like, baby, I ain't coming back. Let's just give you the full 12. Give me the full 12. I'm done with y'all. I can barely drive to the grocery store. Come on. And he was like, oh, great, you're leaving. So when's your first day of leave? Oh, I start tomorrow. Starting immediately, cleaning off my desk, right? And that day I secretly and quietly, I didn't tell too many people, but I grabbed everything that was of me except for artwork on the walls. I cleared out my drawers. I took my pens. I just left a couple of things. I'm looking at the two pieces of artwork I have here, a couple of that, and that was it. I literally carried a bag with me because I knew I was never going back. So that really started this kind of motion for me to really take charge, take hold of my life, and really be adamant about what it is that I want and what I know I deserve. And then removing anything, any person, place, or thing from that day going forward that is not good for me. And it did take me, you know, the better part of these last 2 years to really, you know, fully understand why a lot of these things had to happen. But I'm so grateful that they did, because they were necessary for the growth that you see before you right here and now. The faithometer was shaky. It was really going up and down. And even though I feel like God really gifted me and gave me so much grace and helped me so close during those 12 weeks, I realized I'm like, yo, but I still need to increase my faith. I still need to level up my mindset in some way, shape, or form, because I'm really over here kind of dragging my feet a little bit through things. God is getting me there, but I don't like the idea or the thought or the feeling that I'm doing it kicking and screaming, right? I don't want to do that. I want to be a willing participant. I want to be a partner in my journey. I no longer want to just be a passenger princess looking out the window, looking at the mirror at myself and winking, right? I really want to be like, baby, I got the directions of where I'm going. What's going to happen when I get there is not my problem. But I do know there's a place where I need to get to, and things that I need to do. And this show, obviously, is definitely one of them. So, with that and increasing faith, and what I'll say to you all is, I don't know who you pray to. I don't know who you believe in. I don't know what you believe in. But if you believe in anything, or even if you don't, I just hope that you have more belief in yourself, in your capabilities of what you were put on this earth to do, and the way in which you were meant to contribute to society. For me, I just really want to make sure that everything that I'm touching, everything that I'm putting my energy into, my effort into, my brain power into, my words into, that it is done intentionally, wholly, and bravely. And bravely. Next up, rejection is protection. I feel like that's not something, brand new concept, but it's something that I really had to wrap my head around this past couple of years. I realized that being rejected by someone, it hurts. Okay? It hurts. And but I feel like it's necessary for character building. I feel like it was essential in my story to be rejected, to be turned down, to be kind of like, bye. Right? I feel like that was important for me to experience. I don't really experience something like that very often. So for it to happen, it just kind of made me realize, like, yo, you got to remind yourself every single time that, first of all, you can't make nothing or nobody don't want to stay. And if somebody wants to go ahead and walk away and leave your side, leave your friendship, leave your relationship, leave anything, let them go. I rejected my job. So what is it for something or someone to reject me? And I've even been rejected from opportunities that, now looking back, I wasn't ready for. My ego took such a hit last year when I applied for this job, interviewed for it. And can I tell you the truth? Didn't really feel good about the interview. The vibe with the interviewers was really kind of funky and janky and a little bit weird. So when I didn't get it, I wasn't surprised, but it did hurt me to be rejected. I was like, wait, not like on a, why didn't you pick me? I'm the best candidate for the job. But it was more of like, see, here you go again, going for things that you actually in your gut knew you really didn't want to do. You were doing it for the money. And I have to thank God that they passed me up for that opportunity, because when I really thought about the work that I was going to be doing with them, it was something to do on the side of what I do full time, and it was just not the right fit. So that rejection is not because I could have done the job. I could have done it. But who knows what else would have come from me being in that space, in a space that I was never meant to be in. And that opened me up for an opportunity to then literally, 2 semesters later, actually a couple months later, landed me an opportunity to teach my first in-person college course at my current institution that I work at. Sat next to the right person a couple of months later, only for them to offer me an opportunity to teach a class through their department. What? I don't even know you. And this semester will be my third time teaching it. Come on. Come on. Don't worry about anything that tells you no. Take the no. The no is such a deep blessing, because especially you don't know what's on the other side of that no. You have no idea what's waiting for you on the other side of your no. No in the one that you're receiving and the no's that you give. It's time to start telling some people no. It's time that we started rejecting some things. We're allowed, right? Rejection seems like such a harsh and negative thing, but you don't have to let nobody down hard. You can let them down soft, right? I'm in my opening and softening phase still. I still got 2 more days left, right? So you can let people down easy. You can reject people easily and gently, but we just have to do it. And we can't be hesitant about it. And we got to be less scary about it. This is our lives. Literally, your life. Continuing to be hesitant about the things that you need, the things that you want, the things that you desire, all because somebody or something rejected you, or you feel like you even might be rejected and you haven't even been rejected yet. Stop playing. Stop playing. Take it from me. When someone tell you no, celebrate it. Go take a shot, if you will. And if you smoke, do that too. Whatever it is you do, celebrate your no's. They are supposed to be no's. Okay? Next, for these past couple of years, I need to believe in myself more. I kind of talked about that with the faith piece too. But really what I want to say about believing in myself more is literally knowing and having a stronger sense of knowing that I'm literally doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm doing it well. I'm doing it well. I know we all, and myself included, I need the encouragement every now and then, especially when you're pushing through something new or when you're trying whatever it may be, right? You need, it's helpful to have additional people supporting you, throwing, you know, reminding you that you're doing a good job. But it's time for us, me especially too, as that's the person who lived this journey. It's time that I believe in myself as much as everyone else believes in me. And I said this in the trailer, I believe in me too. And I believe in me in such a way that it might look differently than what believing in myself looked like in the past. So, and people gonna have to get comfortable with it. They might not like it. They might not like what your belief in yourself makes you look like. They might not appreciate what believing in yourself is giving you. But when you believe, when you trust, when you have that knowing, when you have that mindset, that drive, that energy, that baby, get out the way. Here's one of the things that I started noticing. When you start feeling like people are in your way, because now that you've gotten out your way, you're like, okay, these types of people, these types of conversations in the way, that type of mindset in the way, that type of behavior in the way. You're going to want everybody out your way. You're not going to want nobody in your way. And you're going to start getting irritated with people in places and things that disrupt that balance that you've created for yourself. So for me, believing in myself more just looks like this. Getting up, tossing my little flowers back here for some scenery things, okay? Grabbing my money tree and tossing you over here as well. And go. Believing in myself. You are literally actively watching me believe in myself. Believe in myself when I feel like no one's watching, no one's listening. Believe in myself when I feel like the things I put out there only get a little bit of traction, a little bit of viewership, a little bit of whatever. I was reminded tonight in a conversation, I actually was reminded throughout the past couple of months too, that really is just not the case. Like we're, and my girl Nina said it tonight, and I said it last night too. I went on live real quick for New Year's Eve, took a couple shots with a couple people, but I literally said to myself and said to them, where 2 or 3 are gathered. And may God see that multiply from there. But late, baby, 2 or 3. to a tree. And that's enough. We just need to get started. And we can't look at that belief in ourselves to be, you know, this never ending pool of belief that we can just go and sip and drink from. It's going to require action. And then it's going to require maybe some L's to really test your belief, to really test that faith. I can't wait to talk more about that in another episode. What's next? Step into the light. There's nothing wrong with being seen. Look. How can I say this? Don't worry about, and we worry about it. We do. Many of us do, self-included sometimes. But what I've been telling myself is, don't worry about it. Don't worry about being seen. Because the reason you're doing this is to be seen. Let's just call it a spade. Yes, you're doing things where, and many of us who create content, who create shows, who put information out there, you know, many have, you know, are well-intentioned, we would hope. We want to hope is well-intentioned, right? But you're putting it out to be seen. So we can't be afraid when people see us. And we can't be afraid to get started because we're going to be seen. What I realized in stepping into the light, and furthermore into the light, literally at this point, I got two, you can see them in my glasses. I'm literally in the light. But being in it, it felt awkward. It felt uncomfortable. It felt like I shouldn't be here. Like I shouldn't be doing this. But that's the imposter syndrome talking. And that's the doubt. And that's just the fear. And in these days, we're going to push past that. We're grown now. I think we've built enough skills up to be able to push past some of these things. And at some point in time, we have to come to an understanding that this can't be the story forever. I had to decide, like, this cannot be my narrative forever. I can't be someone who just is going about life haphazardly, like, just do-si-doing and not really focused on what I know brings me joy, brings me happiness, and makes me feel connected. Right? So stepping into the light is going to be important for you. And you can step in the light in any way, shape, or form you want, not just with content here. Step in the light in your friendships. Step in the light at work. Step in the light when you're walking outside, going to the grocery store. Step in the light. Step in it. Be seen. It's okay. It's okay for people to look at you. It's awkward sometimes. It's like, baby, like, take a picture. Last longer, but that's the thing about being seen. You start putting yourself in a position to be visible one place, and I feel like people start seeing you in a whole bunch of other places too. It's wild, but necessary and important, if you ask me. What's up next, girl? What's next? Oh, this one right here read me for filth. First, you need to see your shit, then you need to own your shit. Well, okay. Well, let's lay it out on the table then, shall we? I'm a procrastinator. I'm an avoider. And I am a reformed self-sabotager. Shout out to The Mountain Is You, a book by Breonna Weist. I have a comment I'm going to make about that at the end of this list, but I literally was sabotaging myself over and over and over again, all because I didn't want to own my shit. I would see it. I acknowledged it was there, but I never wanted to really do much of anything about it. And man, that book really opened my eyes to why that was for me, why I was doing all of that, and made me understand that I can't go where I want to go. I can't be successful as I want to be. I won't even be as happy as I know I can be if I keep doing this and going at it this way. So I had to call myself out. I had to call myself out on my shit. I had to look at it, got myself a new therapist, because for a minute, my old therapist, and I haven't talked to her at this point now in over a year. I just felt like it wasn't really working out, timing, scheduling, all of that stuff. And I knew that I needed to look for a new therapist. And so I spent the summer, the first 6 months of this year, not in therapy, not in therapy. And I needed to own that I needed to be in therapy because there was layers of things that I needed to unravel. There were things that have happened to me at the end of 2021. No, I'm sorry, the end of 2022. That was so hurtful, damaging, traumatizing that I had literally been trying to figure out ways of navigating my hurt feelings, that trauma by myself. And it just wasn't working. It really wasn't working. So I needed to own the fact that I needed help. I have a lot of shit going on right now. And one of the best ways that I've ever been able to process my shit is with a therapist. So shout out to my new therapist. She's dope. She's amazing, man. I mean, when I tell you, this woman be all up in my business, but also in the best way, of course. But she shines a light on me. What was that? Number four, step into the light. She forces me to step into the light of me. Who I am, what I'm about, and what I'm doing. So I appreciate her. And I appreciate the time that I've taken to own up to my mistakes, forgive myself for them, pray on them. And then just allow myself to move forward without feeling regretful because I've already done the work. I'm Gucci now. Three more things, really four, because that last one I'm gonna mention from the book, but three more things, and I'm gonna let y'all go because we ain't gonna hold y'all too long for this episode. But I hope y'all are enjoying it so far and getting into the tea a little bit and getting into what that self-work looks like. Because getting better, healing, moving forward, trying to go, that takes a toll on us. It wears and tears on our body. That hustle culture, all that, it looks good. It sounds even better. But in theory, but in practice, in reality, it's exhausting. It's damaging. So, okay, leave it at that. Next, create boundaries in love. Okay. I have learned that I needed to create some boundaries for some people about where you need not go with me ever again. Okay. I mean it. I really had terrible boundaries. I would let people say, do, be, whatever, treat me. If you know me growing up, you could really attest to the fact that Tiffany was low-key, punk, quiet, really didn't stand up much for herself. Like she had a little bit of a smart mouth, but I retracted it. And let me tell y'all this. Let me tell y'all this. I had become someone that was a perpetual people pleaser. And I recognized that everybody around me, family included, right? Family, friends, people I've come into contact with, students I've worked with, colleagues, I'm talking about everybody, gets very comfortable when you make everything comfortable for them. The moment that you decide to shift, change, redirect, if you will, you fucking with the ecosystem now. And now people want to know why you acting funny. Why you acting different? Why you moving like that? Why you talking like that? What's up? Because now, honey, what's up now is I recognize, and it's not your fault, right? It's not their fault. It's ours. I never created boundaries with you. I haven't let you know that you have been crossing a boundary with me for a long time because I am a perpetual people pleaser and I just want everybody to get along. And I just want. Well, here's what I want now. I want everybody to chill the fuck out. And I want everybody to stop playing with me. Okay? And I include myself into that mix. Everybody is included, self included. I can't ostracize myself from this. I had to create boundaries for me too, for myself, so I could do this, so I could come back to the show, so I could, you know, excel at work, so I could be confident when I'm teaching. I had to create some real life boundaries. And I said, if I'm going to do it and create it for other people and let them know how I want to be treated, I have to then do it for myself and let myself know how I want to be treated too. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to create no boundaries. Don't be, it's nervous. It's kind of nerve wracking because you're like, well, what's the person going to say? They're probably going to have an attitude. If anybody really, listen, if they love you, if they fuck with you, if they call you their brother, their sister, then they better operate like it. Operate like it. We too fickle. We too fickle. We too much in our bag. When somebody tell us, I don't like when you, or I need you not to, or here's how I like to be handled, or here's how I like this to, we got to get out of the way and allow the people in our lives, ourselves included, to start standing up. And we got to start recognizing how much courage it takes to approach people, to approach situations, to go to your bosses, to go to somebody and just say, and, you know, depending on the person in the audience, that you got me fucked up a bit. And again, depending on the area, we're not going to go to work and say that, right? But we can do that professionally. There's ways to adjust our language for the listener. And we can do it all in love. Because quite honestly, doing it in anger, doing it in frustration, creating these I feel like it taints it, it clouds it. It's like, I see it, I know I'm doing it, but like you squint. And when you squint, you can see the picture, but you can't see the whole picture. You got to open your eyes up and you got to do it in a place of peace, calm, and acceptance. I feel like that's the only thing that's really helped me. You're living in the prayers. You're living in your prayers and you know it, but you won't own it. That was a problem for me. I'm literally living in an apartment with my boyfriend, something I wanted for us for a while. I really wanted our own space. I literally was like, I really need a space for content creating, specifically to create my podcast. I really want to, you know, have my own dojo with it. I want my own space. I didn't necessarily even think about recording too much, but I just, and visually like this, but I just needed my own space. I wanted it really, really, really badly. And then I've been here for over a year. I've been here for over a year and I'm just starting to get into the owning it, right? I own it now. Let me say that. I own it now. The last couple of months have been me getting into the owning it phase, but I knew I was living in my blessings. I knew I was living in, when we moved in here, I literally went on IG and my close friends, shout out to close friends. And I said, I took a picture of Tony in just the living room when it was empty, no furniture. And I was like, home sweet home. And then I remember sharing some thoughts that I had a little over a decade ago. And I'll never forget, I was riding on Route 1 in Jersey. And I was driving past like the central Jersey area. And I thought to myself, I would love to live in this vicinity. I would love to live in an area that's close to public transportation. I would love, I would love, I would love, I would love. I'm literally living in everything I said I would love. I'm literally in it. I have an office / den / content studio. I prayed for this. I thought, I don't know, maybe I get it when I get a house, when we get a house, maybe. But you mean to tell me in my apartment, in our apartment, that we'll have the space for me to have my own room in addition to our bedroom? Dave got his own room too. We got a two bed, two bath apartment. That's not God's grace. I never thought that we would live in a space like where we live. I'm so grateful for the home that we have. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And yet and still, I wasn't really owning it. I had some other things going on this summer too. A lot of things, ups and downs, emotional, wear and tear, residual fallout from previous drama, reflecting on things of yesteryears that was going on, that I couldn't really even appreciate what I had. So I was leaving things messy, disorganized, just kind of getting by. And to my credit, because I give myself a lot of credit for pushing past what I had happening. It was very rough. I had a friend of mine who I kind of gave the Cliff Notes version of what's been going on, because I hadn't talked to her in a while. She was like, "Can I just tell you, like, I couldn't tell all that was happening, and you handle yourself with such grace." And I appreciated that so much. I won't hold you. It made me think about, damn, all the ways in which we put on a face so that we can show up and do the things we need to do, especially at work. It's really hard when you're not feeling your best, you're not feeling the happiest, whatever the case may be, and you have to show up at work and get the work done, because you can't sit here and say, "I want to be in bed and cry every day for weeks on end." I mean, you could take time off of work, but after a while, you have to go back to work. Right? Let's start appreciating the fact that the very things we ask God for, God delivered. And we got to stop underappreciating the delivery, because it's not always going to look like what we expected it to be. Sometimes it'll be greater, right? Like our apartment, greater than what I ever imagined we would be in right now. And then there were other moments that weren't great. That was like, "Oh, well, you hooked me up here. What happened? Let me. Sure, that is my life. Okay, I just had to check my address again." You know what I mean? We have to remind ourselves that we are literally, literally, literally walking, talking blessings. And understand that our purpose is attached to those blessings, and our blessings are attached to our purpose. So get into it. Get into it. Get into your prayers that are becoming a reality. Appreciate where you are. Appreciate the homes you have. Appreciate the space you have. Appreciate the clothes. Appreciate the little things like the flowers. Appreciate the fact that you have a light. Appreciate the fact that you have a roof over your head, that you're warm tonight, prayerfully, that you're loved. Appreciate the fact that it may not be everything, but some of what you wanted, you absolutely have. Now, I talked about her a little bit already, so I won't rehash too much on this. I won't. What do the church folks say? I won't belabor. I won't belabor that. But go talk to the lady. Go talk to the lady. Tony looking at me like, "What happened?" I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to scare you. I'm just recording the podcast. My bad. He looked up like, "You good? Why are you talking like that?" Because it's important, baby. It's important, Tony. They need to go talk to the lady. I need us in therapy. I need it. I need it. I need it. You need it. The next generation needs it. Your family probably needs it. I need you to go talk to the lady, or sir, or they, or them, or whatever provider you can get within your insurance with a decent copay. What an eye-opening, gut-wrenching, low-key, low-key necessary. Actually, no, not low-key, because that's actually high-key necessary. Please, I think it would do you some justice. I think it would do your relationships some justice. It's really important for self-awareness, which I feel like is lacking. We're lacking some self-awareness in some places. We're lacking some compassion in some places. We are just lacking as a people. And beyond that, it's for ourselves. I think we're lacking these things for ourselves first. And I understand a lot of people's hesitancy towards therapy and talking to somebody about their feelings and yank, right? I get it. I struggle too. I'm a little embarrassed by some of my truths. I am. But if you're not going to talk to anyone and be honest with, because here's the thing, I be feeling like this too. We be talking to our friends about stuff, but we be putting a little bit of cinnamon sugar on it sometimes. We be dipping it in the cheese dip with salted. We be really adding a little extra zhuzh, or we'll remove some things. We'll remove some details. We won't provide all the context. And then it leads people to give us skewed advice because we're giving skewed information. It's time for us to go talk to people who are impartial, who can hear your whole story, hear everything about you in a judgment-free space, so you can be a whole 100% honest with this person you're talking to, and most importantly, with yourself. Go talk to somebody. You're doing yourself a disservice by not doing it. And really, for me, I sometimes feel like people's fear or people's resistance to it a little bit is that unknowing. I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of shit we don't know, but we do it anyway. I don't know if it's gonna happen when I holler at her, but you did it anyway. I don't know what's gonna happen when I apply for this job, but you did it anyway. I don't know what's gonna happen if I eat this and I'm lactose intolerant. You might know, but you did it anyway. You get what I'm saying? There's a lot of things we do anyway. But I feel like when it comes down to therapy, it's one of them ones that everybody seem to got a reason why they haven't done it, or why they don't need to do it, or why they can't do it, and yank. There's always going to be something. A read for myself, which is why I told y'all before, it was just uber duper whooper important for me to go right on ahead and find me somebody as soon as possible. And this therapist that I have now, I got through one of my good friends. Shout out to you, sis. I love you. Thank you. And a world of difference. I've been meeting with her just about every single week for the past 5 weeks, weekly. Weekly, just chipping away at my story, chipping away at my journey, chipping away at me. It's exhausting, it's work, but it can also be enjoyable. It can be fun. You're getting to know you. And I think that's what a lot of us need. We need to know ourselves a little bit better. I don't think we know ourselves well enough. Not when we're sugarcoating stories for our friends. And that goes for everybody. Your boys do it too. Men like thinking, nah, that's a girl problem. The girls be over there. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, brothers. Because there's some brothers listening. I know you got some friends that y'all be like, yo, he be lying bad. You hear him lying again? He ain't really, you hear. And y'all love him anyway. Tell that man to go see the lady. Okay? If you're a good friend. Tell your brother to go talk to somebody and see somebody about that. Sounds like it could be a problem. We don't want to get infected, right? So, more talk on therapy later at a later date and time. I think the last thing I just want to leave y'all with is a thought that came up for me when I was reading the book, The Mountain Is You, again by Breonna Weist, and what I essentially gathered from the whole book. And the one thing I wrote down, I said this on IG when I talked about the book too, is I'm actually giving two copies of the book away on Instagram via Audible. And I can't wait for whoever gets it to read it and get into it. I hope they get their life. But what I gathered in general from the book for me is that nothing that you do has to look like anything that you've seen. And that is probably my mantra. Close the iPad on that. She did that. That's the mantra. Nothing that I do, nothing that I'm going to do has to look like anything that I've ever seen before. It can look different. It can be different. I understand what the books say. I understand about branding. I understand about logo. It doesn't matter. Yes, at some point in time, we got to find something and stick with it. But while you're figuring it out, change. Don't stick with anything that you don't feel good about. Nothing that doesn't make you feel like this makes sense. We are doing things that even people in our circles aren't doing right now. It's just not for not. It's just not for them to do. It's just not for them to do. So you can't sit here and look at the people around you and think, well, what would they do? Or what would they like? What do you want to do? What do you like? What feels natural to you? What feels good to you? It don't gotta look like anything else, anybody else. I think most people would prefer it doesn't. But we know we live in a world where there's a lot of similarities and things, and there's a lot of, we all see a lot of familiar types of content, familiar content, types of information, all this types of stuff, right? But baby, they don't have your spin on it. Mm-hmm. They don't have my spin on it. That's why I'm back. The podcast world has been going crazy. The podcast world, I've been watching for the past 2 years about how the podcasting world has been on turned on their heads. People are saying for 2024, stop creating these mics. Take the mics off the market. People with a mic are losing it. So I'm just ready to get back into the space to bring a mic into the realm of podcasting that hopefully is one that people can get behind. Y'all can start believing and listening to people's voices again and hearing their points of view again, because they're not sensationalized. There's not too much sensationalization going on over here outside of maybe a little jokey joke here and there, but what's the word I'm looking for? We specialize in realness. We specialize in dopeness and confidence and truth and ownership and acknowledgement, right? That's what we specialize here. That's why y'all come here. That's why y'all fuck with me. That's why y'all listen to me. And that's why y'all share. And hopefully through this conversation today, through this episode, you feel encouraged. You feel affirmed. You feel like, you know what, baby, I'm about to shift something. Because here's the thing, and I'm going to say this, and I'm really going to go, I promise you, after I talk about the song of the week, because we still do the song of the week over here. You need to understand that we need you. That's it. We need you. And you don't know we need you because we don't know we need you. But if you start to do, you'll start to realize there's a need for you out here, a need for you to show up, a need for you to speak, a need for you to let us know that you are in the atmosphere, in the midst. You, your voice, your talent, your skills are needed. Now, on to the song of the week. Instead of picking a song in particular, I decided to go with a whole entire album. And listen, I've been bumping this album since I heard it. It's Nicki Minaj's new album, Pink Friday 2. And I've been getting my life. She's talking that boss talk to us, ladies. She's reminding us not that we're not ones to be played with. And the millennials, come on. Come on, my millennial sister. Come on, my millennial brother. I know she, you know, a lot of the lyrics in there may not cater to you and your lifestyle, but she's really talking her shit. Some of my faves on there is Barbie Dangerous. I feel dangerous now. I feel like, oh, don't play with it. You're going to be mad. You're going to be mad. I love My Life. That song right there really is one I feel like is meant for the gym. It's for my, you know, and here with it, I feel like it's one of those types of songs, but it's also one to remind me, like, I don't got time for no drama. I don't got time for no bullshit. I don't got time for none of that. I just want to live my life. And that's it. And then she got some fun songs on there, like Cowgirl, Fuck the Club Up is a good one. Beep Beep is my shit too. Just a great album from beginning to end. The song Blessings on there is beautiful. Just Memories is great too. I love the song that she introduces the album with. That her, you can hear her son talking on there too. It's so cute. So that's it for me, right? I hope y'all take some time to listen to the album, get your life, get motivated. Nicki with Beyonce together, I think a lethal combination if you really want to connect them together. But I just really hope that you take some time to listen to the album. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think about this first episode. I'm really happy to be back. Really, 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 really happy to be back, y'all. So thank y'all so much for listening. To my day ones, to my real ones, yet again, your girl is back. We're back. Our relationship is back. Hopefully, I'm forgiven for disappearing for so long. But I thank you so much for your support. I appreciate y'all so much. Happy New Year. happy, happy new year. And I'll be back in 2 weeks. So until then, okay, bye.